On March the 2nd, 1978, for the first time, a person was launched into space who was neither a Soviet nor an American citizen. His name was Vladimir Remek, and he came from Czechoslovakia. Millions of Czechs and Slovaks had the chance to follow the event live, both on television and radio, and it was even celebrated in song.
Cestou snů, našich snů, dal se v lodi s hvězdou barvy červánků.
He embarked on the journey of our dreams beyond the ends of the world in a ship with a star as red as the morning sky. The ship with the red star was Soyuz 28, the third mission to dock with the Soviet space station, Salyut 6. The flight marked the beginning of the Interkosmos program, which aimed to give the Soviet Union's Eastern Bloc allies access to space. The launch took place at 15:28 Universal Time from a site in Kazakhstan. Czechoslovak radio's Ilya Jenča described the scene as the sky lit up and the rocket rose into the heavens. As the faces of the two cosmonauts on board, Vladimir Remek and his Russian commander Alexei Gubarev, appeared on the monitor in front of him, he waxed lyrical.
Připomínají dva bratry, Vacoví, spíše dvojčata ve svých skafandrech a ochranných přilbách.
They look like two brothers, or even twins, in their spacesuits and helmets, representing two brother socialist countries, cosmic brothers. The symbolism mingles with reality.
Kosmičtí bratři. Symbolika tu prolíná ve skutečnost.
Soyuz 28 linked up successfully with the Salyut 6 space station, and Remek and Gubarev remained in orbit for nearly 8 days, joining the two cosmonauts already at the station. Remek addressed the people of Czechoslovakia in Czech. He began by thanking the Central Committee of the Soviet Communist Party, the Politburo, and Comrade Brezhnev, and then went on to talk of the symbolism in the fact that the flight coincided with the 30th anniversary of the communist takeover in Czechoslovakia. It was back then, in those victorious days of February 1948, that our flight into the cosmos really began. And now here I am, in space, with my friends. And Remek ended by greeting his compatriots back in Czechoslovakia with the final words, "See you back on Earth." The two-man crew of Soyuz 28 returned to Earth safely at 13:44 Universal Time on March 10, 1978. The exhausted Vladimir Remek had just a few very brief words for the Czech and Slovak radio and TV crews. I'm glad we got it over with. The landing was quite smooth. I'm glad to be back. Thank you. Over 30 years later, Vladimir Remek now represents the Communist Party in the European Parliament, retaining the political beliefs of his young days as the first and last Czechoslovak cosmonaut.